Motocross of Nations here at the Cathedral of Speed, Assen in the Netherlands. And our podium will go in reverse order. Third overall, Great Britain. Second overall, Belgium. And your winners, please welcome the Netherlands. Yay. Wow, where do we start? Patrice Assendelft, the team manager, first of all. We joked in the press conference, Assen is in your name. You literally are the kings of Assen this weekend, and you must be really, really proud of your boys and the way they performed.
Yeah, it's like a dream come true. We worked so hard for this, and many months. We started living the dream already months ago, working together, having contact with each other. And these guys are individual sportsmen, great sportsmen, but they function very well as a team. Also with Rowan, the four of them. And this weekend anything could happen because of the weather, and it was like a gamble before we started the weekend, but they did so well, great performances, and really functioned as a team, and I'm very proud.
The first ever Motocross of Nations was held in the Netherlands at Wassenaar, just up by The Hague. Here we are, 73 editions later, the first time the Netherlands have ever won, in front of the king as well, no less. What does it mean to you as a team manager and as a proud Dutchman?
It means a lot. I mean, and I promise you, we're not going to wait another 70 years or something. And this really feels good. So at least we try to defend our title next year. Now, our king was present today. We made it very special, and we're all proud Dutchmen. They all live in the beautiful province of Brabant. So you could say it's a Brabant team, but it's a Dutch team, and we're all very proud. And it was very special.
All right, congratulations. So I'm going to pass the microphone first of all to Glenn Koldenhoff, winner of the open category, and also going 1-1. Four race wins in a row now, the last two Motocross of Nations. Last year was a dream come true. This one, I guess, you know, I mean, what are your emotions right now, having repeated what you did last year, but doing it here on home soil?
It's been amazing, you know. But first, I want to congratulate also Team Belgium and Team Great Britain. They deserve to be on the podium, and it's nice to have them here. So. The entire Dutch team, you know, we have had some good days of training, and of course the goal was to win, and we will definitely be disappointed with something less, but glad we made it. It was very tough with those conditions, but as you can see, you know, it was an amazing weekend. We had the crowd behind us, and that gave me definitely some extra, and Tim was riding good as well. He was pushing me hard in that last moto, but I managed to keep him behind me, and going 1-1 again, same like last year, but this one was definitely more nice than last year because of the home crowd.
Team strategy always plays a part in this event. First race, it looked like they put you up the inside, and then on the outside, didn't really matter, you made two fantastic starts.
Yeah, normally the plan was to do everyone one time first gate pick, but after such an amazing race in the first motor from Calvin, we decided to put me on the inside, and that definitely worked out well. And then for the last motor, then we still had to decide on the start line what we do. And
whose decision was that?
In the end, we both said like, We want to go first, right? Because of a good start, and in the end, Patrice made the decision. You were a good starter, and I know that also myself. But still, it was a bit difficult because I was in fifth place, I guess. But still, made my way up to first, and in the end, was a good decision. So well done to Patrice. I'm sorry.
No problem, Jeffrey Herlings. I'm gonna come. Congratulations, by the way, Jeffrey Herlings. I'm gonna come to you. I guess coming here, home nations, a lot was expected of you, I guess. How do you feel about your performance, first of all? I know the team performance comes first, so talk about that. First of all, obviously, proud moment for you as well, I guess, but a tough weekend for you.
Yeah, that's two sides. You know, the weather was not in the planning, you know, we're working hard the last couple of weeks, but always in the dry. And coming here, you know, it was a complete different story. You know, we've been good weather, I think, for a few months, and then this weekend it's been raining all weekend. So I messed up my start, seriously, like three times. Okay, yesterday we were almost complete outside, so I had a kind of excuse, but today I got twice the inside gate pick, and twice I messed up completely myself. So from an individual point of view, I'm very not satisfied. Obviously, first motor I almost won. But second motor even went down 3 times and still managed to finish fourth. So obviously a second and a fourth is not bad, but not what we wanted to come here for. We wanted to go for a 1-1 and yeah, due to all the crashes and bad start and whatsoever, we didn't make it happen. But what we're really here for is to win as a nation, and that's what we did. And gotta thank both my teammates, they did an awesome job. And yeah, for such a small country to have won, it's yeah, amazing.
How difficult were the track conditions here? Obviously, we know it was wet, we know it was soft, but I think the track crew did a fantastic job getting the track race ready after the B final. So almost like a brand new track every time, but it didn't take long to break down, did it? How much did the conditions play in maybe your mistakes or you not being able to ride at your normal level?
I think they just did not a good job because they kept flooding the track. So due to that, yeah, it was just like the first 6-7 laps were just completely flat, and you could just open, and it was almost impossible to pass. So once it developed good again, like after a couple of laps, you got a few more lines. Due to the rain, I think when you flat it just got even more soft. Definitely after the B final, it looked like a mess, but I think during the day they should have just done the take offs. But hey, it doesn't matter, you know, it's racing is racing, the track is what it is. So, furthermore, I think, you know, for the circumstance we've had and regarding the rain, it's still okay.
All right, well, anyway, congratulations on being part of Team Netherlands' success. Calvin Belandren for you, MX2, 2 10th place finishes. And I think second overall in the MX2 classification in the end. But how good was this experience? Obviously, last year, you know, was completely different, but this one is the icing on the cake and the cherry on top, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Last year obviously didn't go as planned, and we came into this year confident and feeling ready. I think last year we should have won as well. This year, well, obviously with the rain, it was anything can happen. And this morning we all sat down and we said, you know, we're just going to do our best. Whatever the result is, we still go for the win. But obviously with the rain and that, yeah, anything can happen. But for myself, I had a pretty good day. Obviously, I wanted to win MX2, but Thomas was riding good, and he took it both races. And I think I was second and third, second overall for MX2, which is good. I was happy with that, and just happy to help the team. Obviously, last year I felt really like I let them down a lot. I couldn't sleep for a few weeks. I felt terrible, but I'm going to sleep good tonight, I think.
And is that going to be helped by some kind of liquid refreshment? Because,
I'm not going to say anything about that.
A professional athlete does not drink. But going into that final race, your job was done. How nerve-wracking was it for you, knowing that these two had to, you know, still get a result to bring it home?
Well, even before the second race, they came to me and said, oh, you did a great job, you know, you just needed one good race, because normally they have two good motos. But still, I wanted to do better in the second race for myself, but also for the team. Unfortunately, I had to come into the goggle lane and change goggles, otherwise maybe I could have been a little bit higher up. But yeah, going into the third moto, I had full trust in my two teammates. Didn't even stress about it at all. Glenn was riding good up front. Jeffrey, unfortunately, I saw him lying in the fence by the waves. I was thinking, oh, he's going to come back for sure. And he did. So for sure, I had trust in them, and they rode really well.
Congratulations, Team Netherlands, Patrice Assendelft, Glenn Koldenhoff, Jeffrey Herlings, and Calvin Belandren, the winners of the 73rd edition of the Team Belgium now, and obviously Jeremy Van Horbeek, Jago Kitz, Kevin Strybos, and team manager up there, Johan Boone. And I'll start with Johan, actually. Johan, it was a tough start to the event.